Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome once again. Hallelujah. Here we are again, and I just want to thank you, and I just bless the Lord, hallelujah, that you decided to call in and join on Crown Talk and Drums Radio with the Holy Spirit and me. I can't be thankful enough. I just thank God for, you know, being able to share of his word and his goodness. And you just took that time out of your early Sunday morning, the third Sunday of October. Hallelujah. You know, you took that time out of your schedules, and that's not something that I would take lightly. And I know the Lord doesn't take it lightly either. Sometimes we have to get up a little earlier because on the weekend, sometimes we're able to or want to sleep in a little longer. Hallelujah. I know my body does. That bed wants to hug me, especially at this time of the year. It's like the covers are just feeling so good. And I just thank God, though, that he wakes me up right on time. Hallelujah. And we know we're going to talk about him once again. Yes, Jesus Christ, the anointed one. Hallelujah. This is for such a time as this ministry broadcast hour. And we're here. My name is Sarepta Cunningham. I just love God's word and sharing his word and teaching his word, his truth. Hallelujah. Yahweh, our God, that's who he is. The living word of God. I love sharing it. It brings life, the very life of God himself. And I thank him for it this morning. Hallelujah. And as I always say, the theme of why I'm here, I know today, hallelujah, because of what's going on in our world. It's so much going on. We're seeing and hearing so much negativity. Hallelujah. We're hearing of wars, seeing the wars. Sometimes we see clippings on the news. And, you know, I'm not a news watcher, but sometimes I do see the little clips and I hear and involved in conversation of things that's going on. And sometimes I will pull it up and look it up. But I'm just not one that just sits down and watches the news. So I just thank God, though, yet he still allows me to know what's going on in our world. Amen. Even when I'm watching maybe the weather and the traffic broadcasts, or if I have to go somewhere, I watch that and I get other little clippings that's going on. And then you're hearing what's going on in your connections with people. And some of us are connected into prayer lines and we call in and we hear what's going on. And I tell you, sometimes if our focus is on what's going on, we lose sight of what God is wanting to do with us and for us and in us and through us, even in these troubling times, because he told us times would be. We're not going to be exempt from experiencing tragedies and tragic things happening, and some of it's right in our own back door. Amen. Some of it's in our front door. Hallelujah. And we just wonder how we're going to get through it. But I just thank God as my mind just laid down and quiet before him last night. He was just speaking to me about this new life, how he has made us alive. And then he just took me to one book in the Bible, one chapter in the Word of God. And he just kind of said, just kind of talk through that. And I just thank him for that. And I give him praise. I just want to follow his lead. And I'm hoping and praying that you want to continue to follow his lead as well, especially for the time that we're living in. And, you know, I just want to remind us and encourage us, God is a good God. He's a faithful God, and he will never change his mind concerning us. Hallelujah. We are his royal priesthood and his holy nation, and I just thank him for that. We know these things, or we've heard these things, and we've read and studied about these things, but we have to live this new life, hallelujah, that he has given us to live to walk it out. And I just thank him for that. The Holy Spirit is on the inside of us. And as we go into a brief word of prayer before the word of the living God, Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this brand new day, a day that we've never seen before and we'll never see again. You've allowed us to see it. You woke us up. Hallelujah. And we don't take it for granted that you woke us up in our right minds, oh God, this morning, this day. I don't know, you may be listening into the broadcast. It may be in the midday. It may be in the late night hour. But thanking God that he woke you up in your right state of mind. Hallelujah. You know who you are and you know whose you are. Yes, we belong to the Most High God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We thank you, Lord God, that you've given us activities of our limbs today. We have our senses that are at work. We can see. I know I can. We can smell. We can hear. We can taste. We can feel. Father, we just thank you. We want to take this time out to say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for supplying the roof that you supplied over our head. We don't take it for granted, oh God. You are our sole provider, our Jehovah Jireh. Yes, Lord. You supply all things, oh God, and we thank you for it. It's all by your grace. We thank you for this new day of grace and mercy. Oh God, we thank you. We don't take it for granted, oh God. You know what's going to take place this day and even on this week, oh God. And we just ask that you be Lord of every situation and every circumstance. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. And now I ask you, Holy Spirit, hallelujah, as you and I together encourage the people of the Most High God, your saints, oh God, hallelujah, you are welcome to infiltrate this time even the more with your presence, hallelujah, for such a time as this. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Bless your holy name. You are so worthy. This morning, hallelujah, as I briefly shared, the Lord was just speaking to me as I was laying in the bed and just saying, Lord, hallelujah, what would you have me to say? If it be thy will in the morning, hallelujah. Sometimes he might give me something early the week, and sometimes he waits to the last minute, and then there's been times when he waited to the very last minute. The morning of this broadcast, I would be meditating on different things, but he wouldn't give me the word until the very morning. But I just thank him. He's always on time. So today, what he's going to have us talk about is this new life. Hallelujah. He wants us to be reminded. Hallelujah. As he was just reminding me, hallelujah, you are in a new life. You have been made alive. Hallelujah. I've always said, if there's anything that's dead, it needs to be buried. I say that about the plants that I have in my home or that we have that's in the sunroom and some in the house, and I'm always pruning them. And then when someone has a flower in a place where I may go, I even touch on their flowers a little bit. But I can't help myself. At the job, I kind of just take off the day, because anything that's dead and doesn't have life to it, that's attached to a life source, it drains the life from what's living, you know. So in plants, when it comes to plants, when there's dead and brown leaves, they're sucking the very life out of the rest of the plant that's flourishing, hallelujah, that's growing. And so you want to keep those dead things away so they suck life, hallelujah, from what's giving life, what's bringing life. And I just thank God this morning that he has given us life. Hallelujah. He's given us a new life in him, in Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeshua. Hallelujah. And I thank God, the anointed one, for him. So the scripture he's going to have us kind of coming out of just talking on today is coming out of Ephesians, the second book. The second chapter of Ephesians. And we're just going to start at the very beginning. We know this is Paul, hallelujah, the letter he wrote, the Apostle Paul, unto the church at Ephesus, but it was also to all the other believers. Amen. It was to everyone. He wrote it to the church, to Ephesus, and to the believers. Amen. And I just thank God for that. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's for us today because we know God has not changed. He remains the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hallelujah. I love how Apostle Armstrong will always say, God's doing an old thing a new way. Or either he might say it the other way. He might be saying God's doing a new thing in an old way. It's one of those ways he says it, but it means the same thing. God hasn't changed. That's what I get. He remains the same. He might come up with different methods so he can reach the people, but he uses us with different methods because we see it now. Our technology is changing. It's speeding up. And hallelujah. So we have to come up with ways, and God gives us. He downloads creative ideas and witty inventions in his people so that we can be able to reach the vast, the many, hallelujah, the lost, hallelujah, at all costs, that we can continue to encourage one another, hallelujah. And I thank him for that. That's why we're on the radio broadcast. We're on the broadcast. That's modern technology that he's allowed man to create, that we can get what needs to get out here into the airways. My God, I just thank him. But I thank him most and foremost for this new life that he's given us. So we're going to go ahead and start with that first verse. I'm reading out of the King James Version. And you, hallelujah, that's talking about us. Paul was talking to Ephesus and to all those who were in the presence, to all people. Amen. And you have he quickened, hallelujah. He's made us alive, yes, hallelujah, who were dead in trespasses and sins, hallelujah. He bought us, made us alive, trespasses and sins. We were bound, and sometimes we may be bound in other, still in some areas now, but God is still setting us free. He came to set us free, hallelujah. We're in our trespasses, or, you know, out of the will of God. There may be some areas where we're still out of the will of God now, but God is still at work in our lives. And I thank him. I know I thank him. He's still working on me. Hallelujah. I'm a work in progress. Hallelujah. And I thank him for it. You know, I went to my granddaughter's play last night, and it was called Lord of Light. My. It was just so awesome how it was talking about, you know, it was talking about the battle between good and evil. She played a role that I never see. She was the lead role in this. And she played as an atheist. She did not. She was a professor. Hallelujah. And she did not, believe in God. So it was amazing how they put this thing together and how the word just came forth. But showing how victory was won, and even at the very end when Jesus got the key, hallelujah, that's the last battle that's going to be won, death, how he gets that key, took that key from Satan himself, amen. And I just thank God this morning that God, hallelujah, when he allowed Jesus to descend, hallelujah, into hell and won the victory over death, hallelujah, he came up. And that victory, we're able to walk in that. Maybe that's why he gave me that on that. I don't know why he told me to talk about this new life, hallelujah, that we have with Christ. Amen. I just thank him. Hallelujah. Second verse. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world. Amen. We walked in a way where we were following the crowd, trying to get in and fit in. Amen. I know I did. I don't know about you. There was a time in my life where I was trying to fit in, and I just couldn't fit in. Amen. And I thank God that he, now when you can, at where we are now in our lives, we can reflect back and see where we were and where God has brought us and is yet taking us to. Oh, we can do nothing but thank him. He already knew See, this is something he planned for us, and we're going to get into that. He prearranged these things for us ahead of time. He knew what we were going to walk out and walk through. Amen. He knew, hallelujah, that we were going to fall and stumble along the way. But the key to that is getting back up, not staying there, not waddling there. And I just thank God, even when I tried to fit in, he helped me to recognize I couldn't fit in. Hallelujah. And even when I tried, I shared this with my youngest son. I mean, me and him talk more than some of my other sons and my oldest son. I'm talking about my natural firstborn son. But he was talking on last week, I think, about just, you know, the struggle of not, he loves people. And I do too. I said, but son, there's going to be times where you're going to have to walk alone for that call that's on your life. So sometimes even you connected on this line or listening to the broadcast, the recorded broadcast, there may be times in your life where you're trying to figure out where are people at. You don't need people all the time. God calls us alone. Even when we stand before him, we're not going to be standing with a great crowd of people around us. There's going to be one-on-one in his presence when we go, hallelujah, in the last and stand before him, ready to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Amen. So even on this earth while we're here, there's times where God will seclude us, separate us, pull us to ourselves, and he don't want a lot of people around us, so we have to hear and listen to a lot of voices. I even had this conversation with one of my daughter-in-law this week, amen, and she said, wow, I never thought about it like that. God doesn't want us a lot of times hearing a bunch of different voices, because people are going to always give their opinion. We talked last week about, remember, perception. Amen. And we all can have different perceptions and different thoughts, hallelujah, of what we believe. But as long as it lines up and comes together with what God's word says, that's what matters. Amen. And I don't want to get off point here, but this is where the Holy Spirit is taking us. I have to go with the flow of what he does. He'll give me that, and he'll take me there. But to God be the glory. He probably does that for all of us. Amen. When we're following his lead, that's what it's all about, people of God, following the lead of God, his Holy Spirit, hallelujah, having free course, hallelujah. We pray, we ask the Holy Spirit to infiltrate this time, hallelujah, to take over, have his way in this time. We're just vessels of God, amen, hallelujah, vessels. I know we want to be fit for honor and not for destruction. Though God has created some that's just fit for destruction, he knows it's going to be some that's not. He desires that we all come in and be engrafted in. But some are just fit for destruction. Hallelujah. That's what they were created to do. It's sad to say, but there were some people that just created for that. Look at Lucifer, Satan himself. He was created. Hallelujah. God knew he was going to do what he did. Lord have mercy. And he knows his final outcome. But see, we're not allowing, hallelujah, we were allowing the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. We're still in that second verse. The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Amen. We are children of the Most High God. Amen. We are not children of disobedience any longer. I just thank God for that. Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh. Remember, we weren't born saved. Nobody's born saved. We're born in sin, shaped in iniquity. But hallelujah, when we accept Jesus Christ into our hearts, in our inner being, as our Lord and Savior, yes, we become that new creature in Christ. Behold, all things come new. As we get into the word, as we meditate on his word, as we spend time with him and in fellowship with other saints and believers of God, Hallelujah. We become new. We start seeing things different. It says behold, all things become new. Yes. In our spirit, we begin to spiritually hear and see things totally different. Begin to walk different. Begin to talk different. And it's a process. Some are quicker than others. Some take a little bit longer. But see, God's time, his grace, his mercy, hallelujah, it's here. It's here. So we have to have that same grace, that same mercy for others. God had it for us when we were out there in foolishness. Hallelujah. In our sin, something we too shameful to even talk about. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. You didn't allow us to be taken out when we were in the midst of disobeying you, walking in the course of this world. Hallelujah. Allowing it to dictate to us. My God, I can't thank you enough. Third verse, among whom also, we just finished that. desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. We were the children of wrath when we came into this world. Born in sin, shaped in iniquity. But God, amen, we thank him. There it is, that fourth verse. But God. We can say that so much in situations. Who is rich in mercy. There we go. Hallelujah. That mercy where we don't get what we do deserve. Thank you, Father, for your mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Even when we were dead in those sins, hath quickened us. There's that word again. Made us alive. Yes. He quickened us together with Christ. By grace, we are saved. God, we thank you for your grace. Something we don't deserve, but you did it for us anyway. We're living in a time in this world called the dispensation or the time of grace. Hallelujah. It doesn't mean that we take advantage of the grace of God. Hallelujah. Just do and live any kind of way. No. Paul even encourages in that, God forbid, don't think that you have the freedom to just live any kind of way. No, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? No, God forbid. God still wants us, hallelujah, to honor him with our life. Hallelujah. This new life, it's because of him that we live, that we move, and that we have our very being. And I thank him this morning. Hallelujah. When I got up this morning, I said, God, I thank you. I'm moving and living because of you in this new life that I don't take for granted. I thank him. I thank him for this new life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not anything has to do with what's going on in the world. It's the new life that we have in him, where he's changing us. He's forming us. He's shaping us. He's molding us. And I'm so grateful. I'm like putty in his hands. Aren't you? Are you like putty in the hands of the master? He has a plan for our lives. Each and every one of us. It doesn't matter where you've been, how you were raised, what you walked through. God still has a divine plan for your life. It doesn't matter what maybe any of your family members may be going through at this moment. God still has a purpose and a plan for their life. We just have to trust him. Hallelujah. He changed us. Hallelujah. And is yet changing us. God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you for being saved. Hallelujah. By your grace. Sixth verse. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Mm. We have joint seating with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In the heavenly sphere, he's given us the authority to decree and declare, to speak what his word says, to speak to mountains, to speak to situations and circumstances that we see that come and try to attack us, come and try to attack our family members. Lord, have mercy. God's given us this authority. What do we do with it? We have that seat where we're sitting together. We're heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Heirs to the throne. That's the promise of God. We have to remember these things because we know trials and tests are going to come. But this word is what's going to forever see. God said that heaven, the word said this. He said, heaven and earth will pass away. But my word, hallelujah, my life-giving word, that's what we're talking about here, will never pass away. Hallelujah. That's why we have to get in the book. Get in this roadmap for this life, this journey. Hallelujah. This walk that he's called us to walk out. 365 days of the year. And sometimes 366 when it's a leap year. To God be the glory. He's given us a roadmap. Even sometimes when we say we don't understand, but guess what? Understanding will come. Don't let that be an excuse to not read God's word, to not study and meditate on it. The Holy Spirit is there. He's our teacher. He's our teacher. He gives us mouthpiece, yes, hallelujah, to help lead us and show us the way. Pastors, hallelujah, he put in place to teach the word, to preach the word, hallelujah, in season, long as they're preaching this. It's truth, but you know what? You have to get in it for yourself so you can be able to make sure, okay, wait a minute. I'm not sure that was right, but you know what? We don't come against the man or the woman of God. We just pray for them. But see, that's why we have to get into the scriptures so that we can rightly divide the word of truth. I said, amen. Sometimes when you sit at the table, everything you eat, if you go to a restaurant and something's on there, it might not be good. You might have to kind of spit it out or put it in your napkin. That don't taste good. That's not for me right there. Or I've been go somewhere and it's bad experience. I won't be there no more. Put a bad taste in your mouth. Sometimes that happens when you're sitting before, you know, the word of God somewhere and something comes out that may not sit right. You know, it don't mean it's the pastor. It don't have to come from the pastor. It could be someone else that may be teaching. It just doesn't set right. But you may have to pray about it. It may be right. You may have to study it some more yourself. But at that moment, you spit it out. But you know, I just thank God this morning. Hallelujah. That he, hallelujah, puts us together in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. 7, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace. There it goes again, that grace, hallelujah, where we get what we don't deserve, hallelujah, the undeserving favor of God. He gives it to us anyway, and I thank him for that. Grace in his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. Amen. God is kind toward us. He continues to show us. That you hear the word grace, unmerited favor. Yes, he's giving us something that, you know, we don't deserve. We get what we don't deserve a lot of times, over and over and over. But I thank God for that. That's how much he loves us. Amen. He gives us the chance, hallelujah, to get it together. And then here we go, the 8th verse. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Amen. That grace is a gift. He allows us to walk in his grace every day. He gives us the grace to do whatever it is he called us to do. On a professional level, in the marketplace, or if we work, those of us who are employed, some of us may be retired, but we've worked before in an employment, in an establishment. He gave us the grace to do that. He's given us the grace to do everything that he's allowing us to do at this very moment. He's given me the grace to open up my mouth and talk. And I thank him. I thank him for his grace. Hallelujah. But it's that same thing. Hallelujah. We don't save ourselves. We can't rescue ourselves. And too many times we probably tried to do that over and over and over in areas. We can't rescue our loved one. Only God can do that by his grace. Thank you, Father. Let us allow him to be who he is. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Let us allow him to be who he is. I thank him for that. Allowing him to be God. Allowing him to work things out and fix things. Because he's always working. He's always working. He's always speaking. He's always talking. We have to be in a place where we see him and we hear him. We see him working. We hear him working. He's speaking. Hallelujah. For such a time as this, we have to get to a point where we really recognize that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're not saved of our own works, lest any man should boast. Because, see, when we think we've done something, we got to boast about ourselves. It's not about us. It's about God. It's about the God that we serve, Yahweh. Hallelujah. The true and living God. Hallelujah. Yes, the Lord of light. He is the Lord of light. Kind of talked about that a little bit in the introduction. Our God is our Lord, our light, our Savior, our salvation. He's our rock. Hallelujah. And he rescues us. And he's a very present help in the time of trouble. And I thank him for that. 10th verse, for we are his workmanship. Workmanship. We talked about that briefly. He's working on us. We are his workmanship, not our own workmanship. We don't have to work things out on our own by ourselves. He is our workmanship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His handiwork is on us. We're created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we shall walk in them. I like the way the Amplified Version says this. I'm going to read that. For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew. You know, that's what we're talking about today, this new life. Hallelujah. How we've been made alive, and we need to act like that. We've been made alive. I don't care what's coming up and going on. Hallelujah. We've been born anew that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand. Hallelujah. For us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time. Some of the paths we walk into, God already prepared it ahead of time. Amen. That we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. We have a good life. We have to enjoy it while we're here. We don't want to be a hermit and clam up and just not do anything and just stay to ourselves. God gives us the ability to be able to enjoy this life. And we can enjoy it. When we get saved, like it's a, I don't want to be no Christian. That's boring. I got to give up this and give up that. It was one of the things. Even when the professor, like I shared with you earlier, my granddaughter played the professor in the play, in the theatrical, because it's annoying. She didn't believe in God. She was an atheist. And she was a teacher, a professor. But they made a believer out of her. My God, they made a believer out of her. She went through and saw some things. It's like the Lord took on a Damascus Road experience. Amen. As they were explaining the beginning to the end. But then when Jesus died, she said, oh, that's over. No, it wasn't over. Amen. It wasn't over. But one of the skits the young lady played, she thought she had time. She was all part. The little young girl had died. and went to hell, so to speak. So she was giving her this flag because all the excuses were coming up of why people, and they still have them today, think they got to give up something. I have so much fun as a believer. I don't know. I have more fun than when I did, when I thought I was having fun out there trying to go to the club and hang out and do this and try to fit in, as we talked about. We were going along the course of this world because we all been there, done that. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. But we've been engrafted in, and I thank him. He's engrafted us in. I thank him. We don't know when that time is coming. Hallelujah. That's why we have to pray and seize every moment. Hallelujah. Because we don't know when he's going to call our name. We don't know when he's going to call us home. People are getting up out of here. Hallelujah. And we all going to pay that debt to get up out of here. Hallelujah. Either we're going to pass on here this way into eternity, or we're going to be here when he comes and raptures us up. Either way, we're getting up out of here. We got to be ready. I know I want to be ready when he calls my name. Hallelujah. I believe you do too. Thank you, Lord. 11th verse. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles, hallelujah, in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, hallelujah, by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hand. And if you go back to the Old Testament, you can remember, hallelujah, how the Old Testament, how the Jews considered non-Jews ceremonially because, you know, when they didn't, they cut out themselves pure if they were circumcised, so to speak, or, you know, they had to do the cutting of the skin, circumcision. So, you know, thinking they were separating themselves, the clean from the unclean. But see, right here, this new life that we have in Christ, Paul is encouraging Ephesus and us. Hallelujah. We're encouraging this even today because that's who this was for. Hallelujah. The Ephesian believers and for us today too. Hallelujah. We're believing as well. And I just thank God this morning that he's re-reminding me and us. Hallelujah. That, hallelujah, we have been made and grafted in, hallelujah, by that that's not made by hands. 12th verse, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. There was one time we didn't have hope. No hope. Without God, you can't have faith without hope. Then I was reminded of the prophet. I remember it was in the scripture, and I remember one of the prophets had said, and I remember, so I had to look, I had to go find that right quick this morning. It was in Zechariah. It was Zechariah the prophet. When he said that they were prisoners of hope, this was after the temple had been rebuilt. He was there prophesying and giving what the word of the Lord said. He had said, you are prisoners of hope. Even to the today, I declare that I will just restore double for your former prosperity. We are prisoners of hope. Amen. That was in Zechariah 9 and 12. I went and found that scripture because it came, it kept coming to me. And I thank God when I read this part of the verse here in Ephesians 2 at 12 verse, we didn't have any hope at one point, but we have hope now. We're prisoners of hope. We must be filled with hope. Come on. We must think hope. We must speak hope. Hope is the very foundation for which faith stands. If we don't have hope, we can't have faith. They don't work. It can't work without faith. And, you know, people try to have faith, but they don't have hope. It just don't work. It don't work. And your hope is lost. It just doesn't work. It won't work. You know, so we got to, no matter what's happening, we have to continue to hope. We have hope now in this new life. I thank God we've been made alive. But once we didn't have any hope, I thank God for hope in Jesus. Hallelujah. We can see situations differently because we have hope in God's word. We trust, hope is just trusting. And see, if we don't have faith, I mean, if we don't have trust, we can't have faith. They don't work together. They're totally opposite. Faith can't work without hope. Amen. And I just thank God for that. It doesn't matter how dead the situation may look or appear. Amen. Or how long that problem has been in existence. Hope. The scripture says hope deferred makes the heart sick. So that means we have to have hope in order to believe. Amen. I just thank God. I thank God for his word today because he's encouraging me even the more. Amen. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Thank God for Jesus shedding his blood. He's drawn us nigh unto him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I give him glory. And I believe you're giving him glory right now. Hallelujah. Now in Christ. Hallelujah. We were far off, but we're made near by the blood of Jesus. That shed blood. Hallelujah. That covenant. Hallelujah. Back in the Old Testament, anytime a covenant was made, blood had to be shed. But see, Jesus came as the ultimate sacrifice. No longer does any animal have to be shed. The blood of an animal, of a bull, of a goat, or anything has to be shed. Hallelujah. And then the priest would have to go in and stand in place. Hallelujah. And on behalf of the people for their sins to be forgiven. Lord, have mercy. We don't need that anymore. And I thank God for that. We have direct access. We have the direct access now. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Anybody in the Jews, even in the way they believed back then in the ceremonial things and so caught up in that, and the Gentiles or those unbelievers or heathens that, you know, didn't believe in God or whatever, all of them can have pride. That means we all can have pride now today. Putting everything else above God. We can't do that. He's joined us together. Amen. And we're going to keep going because I'm going to get ahead of myself if I don't. 14th verse. For he is our peace, who had made both one and had broken down the middle wall of partition between us. See, there's neither Jew nor there's neither Greek. Hallelujah. Here they're talking about Jewish and the Gentiles, those who were heathens or against anything that had to do with God. And the Jews, the ceremonial Jews, and then the believing Jews. They had it all there mixed together. Paul was speaking to the whole thing, and we're still speaking about it today. Amen. But God broke down that wall of partition. There's no reason for schisms and divisions. Hallelujah. In the body, even today. Hallelujah. You see so much going on in the racial divide. God is totally against us. He has a sense of humor, I believe. That's why he created and allowed all these different nationalities. He still wants us to be able to come together because when we go into heaven, flesh and blood is not going to get there. We're in the test right now on this earth. We're in a dressing room. We're in rehearsal here on this earth. And we have to be able to get along with one another. Hallelujah. Jew, Greek, Black, white, Hispanic, whatever the nationality is, it doesn't matter. Muslim, we have to be able to get along with one another. And though, yes, and we kind of talked about last week a little bit, that's coming up again, perception. Some people have a belief perception. The way they was raised is a little different from yours, but it doesn't matter. Some things you don't get in debates about things. The scripture tells us that. You don't debate about things. We just walk through love through it all. You know, it doesn't take, we don't take our own personal opinion. It's God's opinion. It's God's perception. And I thank him. We're living in this new life. Hallelujah. We're prisoners of hope. And I thank God for that. I thank him that I am a prisoner of hope. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. And all, that's not just a a cliche for me. God is good all the time. Even when bad things are going on, he's still good. He's still good. And he's given us the opportunity to live the good life. We just talked about that. Amen. Because we've been recreated in Christ. Amen. I thank him this morning. That middle wall's been broken down between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of the commandments contained in ordinances. There we go. Talking about them traditions. Sometimes so many traditional things that are even carried out in the churches today, in the church houses today. We're the body. We're the church, the people. We're the church. But it's so many ceremonial things that's carried out within the church setting that it's just a tradition. Some of it doesn't have any significance. And see, this is what's being discussed here. Contain an ordinance for to make in himself a twain, one new man, so making peace. We just have to have peace. We have to come together in peace, in unity. God's shalom peace. He calls us together. It's not getting all caught up in the ceremonial thing where you got to do this and you got to be that and you got to have this degree and you got to do. No, God's not calling everyone to go to school for this and that. Some people, their call is not to go to school. And God still has anointed them and gifted them to do what he's called them to do. That's what it's about. But in some beliefs, they think you have to have a degree or have to have gone to school. What school did you go to? Where did you get your theology degree from? The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Amen. He's our teacher. Amen. And it may be good to do that if the Lord is leading you and put you in those arenas to do that, but it's not necessary, in my opinion. And I'm just a person, and I'm just a vessel speaking for God. Amen. In my opinion, it's not always necessary. Some people think they can't go forward until they got some kind of degree. God's calling you. Don't hinder yourself. You still have this new life of representing him. Amen. Let's keep going. Time is clicking away. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were near. See, some were far off. Even when Paul was sharing this with Ephesus, there were some that were, we already talked about that. It's still happening today. There were some who were into things of God, some who were kind of on the fence of things of God, heard about God, but still don't have him in their life as personal savior. And then you just got those that are just way out there. Amen. Just heathen all the way around. But God, we talked about that. But God, and I thank him. It's mentioned to us. Hallelujah. We were the children of wrath, even as others were. But God, amen. We weren't born saved, remember. Thank God. Flesh will never get saved. It's our inner man. Hallelujah. That's why it needs to be the controlling substance of our lives. Hallelujah. To bring this flesh under subjection. Amen. For through him, we both have access by one spirit unto the Father. So Jews, Gentiles, all of us, hallelujah, have access by one spirit unto the Father. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Yes, there we are. We are of the household of God. Amen. Fellow citizens with the saints. There's no division. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter the nationality of who you are. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, we are all fellow citizens. And I just love it. Hallelujah. You may see some different divisions going on. Hallelujah. But you want to see color represented in the church. I do. I want to see different colors represented in the church. Not just a certain race in the church. in the church building, I'm talking about. Because we are God. If God is not separating us, hallelujah, once we've been engrafted in, and I thank him, even I'm going to back up even to the first chapter of Ephesians, where that fifth verse says, God has predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. And that's stated in the Amplified says, for he foreordained us, destined us, planned in love for us to be adopted, to be revealed as his own children through Jesus Christ in accordance with the purpose of his will, because it pleased him, and that was his kind intent. It pleases God when he sees us coming together. And I hear people say, the black churches and the black, God ain't about that. He is not. I don't see that in the word. I don't see that. Where you see divisions like that, sex, different sects, S-E-C-T-S, different sects together, S-E-C-T-S. That's the word I'm saying. Different cultures, different kind of coming. But God broke that down in the new under the covenant of grace. In the Old Testament, it was kind of there. And a lot of times we still kind of doing it today. But God is not about that. He's about all people coming together. Hallelujah. Even in the building. Hallelujah. All races, all nationalities. And I love it. It's marvelous in my eyes. I love that. When I see that, I love it. Because that's God's heart. That's his heart. Hallelujah. Amen. No more foreigners. You are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. It's through the Spirit God is building us. Hallelujah. Though there's many burials that can divide us, you know, from other Christians, that's not what God wants. You know, you got age, you got the way someone looks, you got all these different things. But God, that's not what he wants. He wants us to be able to come together. You got theological perspectives. You know, I kind of talked about that. But God wants us to come together, saints. Amen. Amen. We can't just cater to those who look like us and those who act like us. We can't just cater to that. We have to cater to people around the globe, around the world, around the... We are the light of this world. A city that sits on a hill that should not be hid. We are the salt, hallelujah, of this earth. We send flavor forth. We preserve. We preservers. What kind of preserving are we bringing forth? What are we doing in this new life? I just wanted to remind you today, the Holy Spirit and I wanted to remind you and me, hallelujah, of this new life, just because God reminded me. And I was so grateful and thankful that he reminded me that I've been made alive in him. He gave me a new life. He gave us a new life, and we have to walk that out. Amen. Hallelujah. We've been born anew. We're new creations in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. God, anything broken, God fixes. He fixes broken things. Hallelujah. How many of you have broke something, and it couldn't be fixed? And then some things you broke, and you was able to glue it back and repair it back together. It still might have had that little crack in it that you could see. Hallelujah. But it still was able to be put back there. But see, one thing about God, we can be broke up in so many areas in our life, but he can repair us. He can fix us. Hallelujah. There may be a little residue left behind, but that's okay. God is still able to fix us. And that's what I love about him. He loved us. He preordained us ahead of time. He knew what we were going to do, hallelujah, beforehand. And I thank them. We are prisoners of hope. Amen. When you think about a prison, think about somebody that might be locked up or bound in jail naturally or bound in spiritually, bound in sin. Hallelujah. But Jesus came to set the captive free. But when you think about hope on the believer side of being a prisoner of hope, that's a good thing. We want to be bound up and wrapped up and tied up in God's hope so that we can believe him. that our faith can continue to go from faith to faith and glory to glory. I just thank God. Lord, increase my faith. Amen. He's increasing our faith daily when we go through tests and trials. Amen. We want to draw closer to him. He said if we draw nigh to him, he will draw nigh to us. Amen. And sometimes situations and circumstances will make that happen, especially when you just don't do it voluntarily. So I just thank God this morning that he came to remind us, hallelujah, about, hallelujah, that new life that he's given us, that we've been made alive. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to unmute your line if you have a comment pertaining to the new life that you are experiencing. If you have anything to say or a prayer request, I'll be happy to pray for your request as we close out in prayer. If not, we'll close out in prayer. The lines are open. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Let us close out in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you, hallelujah, this morning for this time that you gave us. Father God, for your people that have joined in or may be listening in, Father, we just thank you, Father. We're just lifting up, hallelujah, each person that's represented, their families, Lord God, before you, God, those who are saved already, God, help them to recognize this new life that they've been engrafted into, this new walk, hallelujah, this new talk that you give us, oh God, that we can continue to go forth, hallelujah, and live this good life that you already prearranged and prepared for us ahead of time. This is a good life. And we thank you. Hallelujah. We might make mistakes, but God, you still love us. Hallelujah. And when we repent, when we make those mistakes, you're quick to forgive us and lead us back on the right path. God, we thank you for that this morning. We thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. Being in operation in our lives daily. We thank you for new mercy. Hallelujah. Going forth before us. And Father, as we go about the rest of the day, we thank you for traveling mercies. As some of us may be going to various services today, God, we thank you that when we go, we're going in great expectation of what you're going to say to us. Hallelujah, once again. God, we just give you praise and glory for your word. Hallelujah, for it is that lamp unto our feet, and it's that light unto our pathway, and we don't take it for granted. Hallelujah, Father, we just lift up all those who we may come in contact with on this week. May it be a co-worker or those out in the marketplaces or any part of how we're employed. Self-employed, God, we thank you that we are going to be impacting their lives in some kind of way. We just give you praise and glory for giving us a voice in every area of life. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, we thank you, and love you. Go forth in the name of the Lord, and I speak God's shalom peace over you.